Good afternoon. Today is Monday, June the 24th, 179th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, boy, that just is a cool looking tie. Rob Arkley.
Hey, Bri, how are you?
That'd look even cooler. Well, no, it wouldn't. It'd look dorky on me.
No, it'd look too
come up about here.
It'd look too short on you.
I mean, it's it looks fine on short guys, though,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, for us shrimps, it's great. It fits like crazy.
Well, this afternoon we'll do a little bit of catch-up. It's been a little bit of time.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's going on around the bay. Also, boy, what did I ran into some old... Oh, trip down memory lane. It was about the railroad yard back when they were pushing Pacific Railroad to clean up. And it wasn't referenced as the balloon track. It was the old train yard.
Train yard. Okay.
So you can tell how old that one was, huh?
That's
about
pretty 25
old. 25 years old, yeah. So I'll talk about some of the different things going on in the neighborhood when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. But before we do, our quote this afternoon.
So appropriate as we dive into a talk about politicians and other stakeholders. To believe in something but not to live it is dishonest, by Mahatma Gandhi. Think of the number of politicians who assert things, who want things to be one way, but can't quite live it.
Now, do you think it has to be limited to politicals?
No. But they're the ones.
You guys holding signs. How about the people driving with bumper stickers on their cars that say things?
Well, I think they're. I guess. You know what?
Et cetera, et cetera.
No, you're right. It morphs out pretty far, so that's hard to argue. But I will tell you.
It does make for a short talk show, however.
It does. But it's discouraging to me to see people advocate certain things, don't log. Basically, they live on their own little private reserve. This should be turned into a public park. Well, turns out they border the public park.
It's interesting to hear some of the water discussions going on now. Water quality. Alderon Laird was on from the Water District Friday. And it seems like there's more and more concern, more and more recognition about the folks in the hinterlands and the damage that they're doing to the water supply, either by pulling it out or by just gross contamination, than what I've heard in years. You know, it used to be water and fishing, right?
Right.
Water diversion, because not anymore. I mean, it's...
So they're talking about tapping the springs and polluting the little
and the creeks
and the creeks.
And I don't know if it's part of the proliferation of the marijuana growing that's going on all over the place, or if there's just this growing recognition of some of the challenges that are going on out in the hills.
Well, that's a great question, and it is an example in the likely hypocrisy that we're talking about that quote was related to. I mean, they talk about the environment, and they dry these little streams up.
Do you guys ever drive through Willits?
Willows?
Willits.
Yes.
Has it become an extraordinarily long event for you also?
Brutal. Just brutal. And it's also a discouraging drive because, boy, are those worn out little buildings.
Yeah.
But apparently there's the bypass going in.
You've seen the cyclone fence?
Yeah.
To keep the protesters out? Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
To see that?
Yeah. But it's moving. So I view that as positive. But
have you heard anything about Richardson's Grove progressing through the court system, or
I thought it was over.
Or anything?
I thought,
yeah, but it's still in the courts doing something or another. Yeah,
I think it's pretty well over. We're going to win that one. And I mean, I don't get these fights where there's no real I mean, are the law firms, public interest law firms, doing it for a profit? Are they doing it to stop the road? What's their objective? And I wish we could get to the bottom of it and they'd come clean and tell us all.
I didn't hear any of the news today. Did any of the Supreme Court justices say that they were going to step down?
No.
Okay.
But an interesting one today was the
Notice how I morph into courts immediately when we're talking about some of this
stuff. I saw your eyes roll back. And I said, the interesting one today was on affirmative action. And I think it'll be today will go down in history as the day when affirmative action basically had a death knell. I think it's in a real, they may throw it back to the trial court, but they said now it's a strict scrutiny, and that is a tough level of scrutiny.
And then wasn't there also the Texas?
That was where that's where it came from.
With the abortion,
the Fisher. And I don't know about abortion. It was the Fisher case in Texas, and on quotas and or use of racial statistics.
So as we're talking big, and then we can get into the local stuff after the break. What's your read on this guy that made the announcement that all the emails are being utilized or can be utilized and being monitored for political purposes? It doesn't matter what country he's flying to or any of that kind of stuff. Is that an invasion? Is that safety? Is that just somebody pulling the rug back? Saying, you know, look what's going on here, people. It's been going on all the time. You're crazy if you don't think that it's been going on. You're getting smacked for sharing with the NSA and some of their activities?
The answer to that is yes. It's all of the above. I mean, is it right to basically go into self-help to disclose things that you contractually agreed not to? Is it right to be treasonous to your country? Here's what I am most afraid of. I am afraid that all of our information is being captured and that they know who's being born and what's happening to all of us and that it is being recorded. I think any of us who discount that as an option are being a little bit Pollyannish. Given that, let's assume, since men run it and men capture it, that it's apt to be misused at some point,
if not
already.
Men would then misfile it, not be able to find it, and have to ask somebody to help them out.
Yeah.
Kind of like directions. That's where I thought you were going with it.
No.
Yeah, I, of course.
I mean, if that I think stuff it'll is get there,
eventually somebody can use it for some purpose that's different.
Like the IRS. I mean, I believe that was – that's kind of insulting to say that it wasn't political. I mean, give me a break.
And not just one spot either.
Yeah, no, it was systematic. But you see – remember, there were never instructions to do these things in writing.
It's 319.
Now I'm going to Sunshine for Humboldt. Recently, the Eureka Heritage Society named Bill Hole its Preservationist of the Year. For 17 years, he's led the renowned Historic Preservation and Restoration Technology Program at College of the Redwoods. Now, however, he's been told the college may not be able to afford to offer his classes next school year. While the program has a shortfall based solely on enrollment, Mr. Hole says that's not the full story. It's brought in more money than it costs to run, over $1 million from donated supplies, equipment and training sites, state grants and training agreements. He adds, "The type of training we do, integrating construction, rebuilding and revitalizing neighborhoods, is significant to Humboldt County. The intensive hands-on training prepares his students to fill the demand for specialists to work on restorations locally and throughout the country. See, our administrators should take off their green eye shades and see the big picture. This program is a valuable asset to our economy and culture." Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit association dedicated to the betterment of our communities.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, at the state level, I know you monitor some of the state activities in California. What did you think about the state budget that was passed, a week ago, Saturday?
Yeah, I don't think it was balanced. I mean, how can you not pay for pension liability and deal with that and say it's
balanced. I was foolish. But
optimistic economic outlook for the state in the next 12 months?
I think the entire national economy is doing fine. And I think it's going to do fine. It's not the deficit, it's the accumulated debt in our future inability to pay for these pensions that are so understated. People are going to live so long and we don't have enough money. You could tax us all 100% and it still won't deal with it. It's four times our GDP.
So if it's such a fundamental issue, is it just so big that nobody is willing to try to play with it and wrestle it down, or to push back retirement age, or to do some of, I mean, we can't even get Social Security to get bumped back from 65 to, what, 67, 70, you know, 2 or 3 years?
That's an insult.
4 or 5 years. I mean,
I'm going to irritate.
That's just a small little thing.
I'm going to irritate every senior. Unless otherwise demonstrated by a doctor, and I don't mean a 215 card saying I don't feel like it. I mean a real live medical problem. You don't get Social Security till you're 75. Work. It's good for the soul. We need you in the workforce.
Well, and there's a lot of folks that really are still very vibrant.
We hire them. I mean, I'm 58 in a few weeks, and I plan on working till I'm at least 80. I love what I do. I have plenty to contribute, and so there's not an employee I have right now that I can't imagine. I don't want them to retire. I want them to continue working. I think it's important. You know,
retire. We talk about fundamental system changes, though. That's what you're talking about with things like this. And I, you know, if there's not willpower for one guy to talk about it, or gal, how are you ever going to get a majority to vote for something like that?
Well, you're right. And it's discouraging the lack of character that we have. I mean, the government pensions are outrageous. Somehow we got sold at some point on retirement. You know, historically, there never was such a thing as a retirement or a pension. And so it's a concept that's taken hold. People like it. This highest pension and the second shortest work week are attributable to France in the economic union. I was reading that this morning and I quoted it out to Cher and we both chuckled and onward we went. But we don't have a culture of where we deal with difficult issues. You know, that's where Meg Whitman is pretty spectacular. Her philosophy, and I've tried to adopt some of it, is when there's a problem, run to the fire. Don't ignore it. And that's all we're doing is running away from the fire, you know, with the pensions.
Brian Tracy?
I don't.
Eat the Frog is the name of a book.
I've never heard that. Oh, gosh.
Whatever the biggest challenge is.
All right.
Okay, is the biggest frog.
All right.
You eat the frog first.
You bet.
And then you move on to the next things.
I like that.
That's easier for me to grasp than running towards fire.
Well, all right.
Eat the frog.
It gets you to the same place, buddy. Yeah, but who wants to eat a dick?
And I saw a t-shirt. Yeah. Great t-shirt. Frog, the other white meat.
Well, I just think we've got to confront all these difficult issues because they're not resolving themselves.
Well, and society doesn't want to deal with it. So where would you suggest we start? City level, special districts? You know, we just had the little issue with the fire districts. It kind of seemed to blow up in the middle of everything. So if we can't do it at that level, a small little backwater Humboldt County, how can you do it at the state?
Didn't you just answer your question? What level do we do it? The frog level. Start in Washington. And you know what? I happen to believe that people are full of common sense. And if you can't pay for it and it can't be done, it won't be, and we're going to fix it. And that's the thing I believe strongly about Social Security and all this other stuff. We're going to deal with it. It's a question of timing, because either the credit markets are going to make us or we as a society are going to make it.
Isn't that what Romney ran on?
I don't know what Romney ran on, and that's a sad statement as to the nature of his campaign. He kind of ran as not being Obama, and Obama.
Well, everybody can do that, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Everyone but one. And well, Obama okay. And Obama ran as not being Bush, and so it's the state of affairs in California and the United States of America.
Yeah, so maybe I can run for governor, huh?
Yeah, now my prediction...
I'm not Jerry.
My prediction is oh, are we going to have problems in Japan? Japan's number one export right now is inflation, and because they're having to inflate their currency. And
the stuff that's going on in China also, is that...
That's a different issue.
Okay, they're certainly screwing around with the markets.
Well, the markets, there aren't any. I mean... China's really got a terrible problem, but it's not inflation. It's just that they have a bunch of credit that they extended that is not credit anymore. It's vapor, and they're trying to act like it is. And then
Japan prove that that wasn't a real good way to base your finances?
30 years of failure, but who knows? It may continue.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. We will get local when we come back.
Value and selection in new furniture and appliances are just the beginning of the reasons why more North Coast customers like you shop at Burns Furniture. This month, you'll find exceptional prices on the new iComfort mattress sleep system and sale prices on Englander mattresses. It's June, so recliners are on sale, and you'll want to see what's new on the four big floors of furniture and appliances at Burns. Get free delivery from Trinidad to Scotia when you buy at Burns Furniture, 5th and G Streets, downtown Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, looking more on a local level as we try to figure out, you mentioned earlier in the show about how the economy nationally is chugging along, doing okay.
Absolutely.
So while when we hear the information here about national, and a lot of us think it's fiction, it really is.
Say that again.
Well, while it hasn't hit here, and when we hear the economic numbers are going up and employment is going down and all those things, and if it sounds like fiction for those of us here on the North Coast, it really isn't fiction.
It is not.
It really is happening.
It really is happening.
In other places.
It is. And it's happening at an alarming rate. And
so is it California that's buffering us, or is it Humboldt County? And that old reference to Redwood Curtain that is keeping us from participating.
My reaction to Humboldt County is we're kind of the last in a cycle and the first out. So our window of happiness is much shorter than the national window. And so are things picking up here? I think so. It doesn't feel altogether obvious to me, but I went in and bought a rug the other day and she said business was improving. We talked to jewelers. Business is improving. So I'm talking to quite a few local people, and it seems like it is. The restaurant business, I don't know if it is. I think if you have office, it can't be any fun because, you know, it just doesn't feel like that sector's doing well.
So as we're looking at potential, I don't know if I'm being silly or not, but the East-West train?
Yes.
Is that a make-it-or-break-it deal for the county?
Well, first of all, nothing is make it or break it. Is it critical? Yes. Do I understand why the North Coast Journal and Judy Hodgson are kind of like, I don't know, dragging their teeth on the sidewalk about it? No. If they're so worried about saying it's non-economic, then let people take the risk and see if it happens. I mean, let the markets work. Don't let some weekly... whatever it is, dictate what's going on. That's kind of foolish.
This seems like it's a big enough project that it's more of a regional project than it is a local project.
It is regional.
Is it national?
Yes, it sure is. And it will be. And it will be debated as such, is my reaction.
In what forum?
The sponsors of this ultimately will be national and worldwide players. So by definition, they're the ones who will make the investments. They are the ones who will be the customers. They are the ones who will be the suppliers and the shippers. And so are we in contact with them? Yes, we are. Are they moving forward? Yes, they are. Bill Bertain and his group have done a great, great job bringing it together, as has Dave Tyson. The opponents are disorganized and fairly emotional, as opposed to being fact-based. And unfortunately for them, they're dealing with, once you get to a certain scale of an investment, you deal with nothing but financial pragmatists. And that's who's involved in this. It's good.
Those would be the kids that got A pluses in school.
Yeah, and then saved their first nickel and are now ready to do bigger things.
Fine.
So
I never got to know those guys.
I think very few people that I've talked to, knowledgeable of the business, feel that it's not an exceedingly viable project.
What kind of timeline?
Frankly, it's kind of like the Marina Center. Is I'm dealing on so many things that it's not one that I've bubbled up as quickly as I should have. I know Mike Casey is having meetings in the Midwest in the next couple of weeks. So we are moving it along as same as we there are people interested in it that we just haven't pushed, and so it's incumbent upon us to do so.
So if it becomes a laser focus for those entities who are interested?
Fair question.
And in a spot where it's not going to be Papstein trying to make it happen. It's
right.
Guys that can really make it happen. 5 years?
No.
10?
No, I don't think that long. Because
even with all the EIRs and CEQA and all that gobbledygook?
Sometimes bigger projects come faster than smaller ones. And at some point, just the numbers of a project become compelling. This is the antithesis of the Keystone Pipeline. This is an energy-efficient, future-use, future-export, future-import thing. It's not going to take dirty coal and go over to China. It's taking useful things that are politically correct from markets that aren't served now at all. So I'm pretty optimistic that it will come rather quickly. It's going to be the first green port in the world, first one. And so that's a unusual thing, and it's one that has captured the imagination of politicians in Sacramento.
In Washington?
You know, I haven't really dealt in Washington, but I suspect at the proper time there will be enthusiasm.
That's when the ribbon cutting starts?
No, I mean,
funding things of that nature?
There's the infrastructure bank that is aware that something's going to be coming along. There's a U.S. senator who's aware that it's coming along.
One of California's?
Perhaps.
Oh, well, that would be.
And
so we are on somebody's map then.
We are on somebody's map. But frankly, Brian, it's just a matter of we've gotten in the middle of a bunch of stuff at work, and it's just taken all my effort to do what we're doing. And so that's what's going on.
KINS in a snappy tie. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. Rob, you mentioned the balloon track a little bit in passing. Is there any, what's this, year four, year five?
Yeah.
I think at this point you were looking at repaving the parking lot.
Yeah, you're right. Well, what I, Cher and I owe the community progress on both this, the Arkley Center, and the rail. I have been, my attention has been diverted onto other things, and it will be for another 2 to 3 months. After that, God willing, we should be clear to get ready to go again in other, in those directions. When you have a big machine, things take time to clean up, and that's what we've been doing. And every time you think you're done, another little friend shows up. And so it's an important project for the community. It will be moved on, but right now what we've been doing is I've been replacing a CFO. I've been doing a few things along those lines, and it's just been a real pile of life.
So as you come out of that pile,
yes,
and shower off,
yeah,
are you able to compress the timeline on any of these projects? Or do they just take whatever the amount of time is, and it's more of a cattle prod to keep it a high priority for those that have to deal with the projects?
Well, the State Lands Commission will have put to bed at the end of this month.
Significant milestone.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. And it happened quietly and without a lot of public acrimony from Mark Lovelace and his little comrades. So we are slowly, even when it doesn't look like we're doing things that put us further ahead. If I had to do it over again, I would hire fewer people and do it differently than I did, but it will get.
Like you said, you're still a young buck.
I am.
You have a chance to learn and do it different next time.
And have lots of years of fun in front of me. And so the key is that this has been a hard time for everybody. It is amazing to me how fatigued the general community in Humboldt County is. And, you know, we finally had three profitable quarters in a row, and we're still repositioning the chessboard and making the financial statement look exactly the way I want it to. But it's getting there, but this community is fatigued, and Cher and I realize we have a fiduciary duty to this community, and we're going to fulfill it.
Will excitement be when you guys don't have to be the prompter?
Well,
of things like that?
Here's what the inevitable cycle will be, is the Marina Center is the Marina Center. The rail will be a fight until it becomes somewhat obvious with, you know, a struggle with the community until it becomes somewhat obvious that it comes. And that's when people really start fighting over money. So right now we're fighting over process, or they're still fighting over process. But when things start happening is when the meaningful fights. We don't yet have that in place.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.